Hello, this is Brian Jones. It is Saturday, September 25th, about 6 p.m. right now. I kind of ran out of time. I was hoping to have this audio presentation ready for everybody by today, but it's been a hectic week, and I don't want to rush this out the door. I'll have a pretty comprehensive introduction to this. I just want to give it a little more thought, and a day that hasn't been so stressed out would be better. So with that being said, thank you for checking in here. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can do it through the contact tab at the top of the website here. And otherwise, check back in a few days because I'm just getting this back to bringing it to the world. And I've spent about a quarter century getting to this point. So I think it's about time. And that's why it's important for me to be able to clarify this and breathe in the process. I'd also like to say this. If you happen to hear the interview I did with Mario Magana on his show, U.S. Phenomenon, September 25th, the samples that we played were all from years ago, work that I had done. I actually had sent that group to him privately beforehand. We didn't really plan all this out. I really wanted to impress him with let him be able to hear some of that stuff. And it was an afterthought kind of how he used those for the show. And I guess maybe it got some attention, but I want to say a couple things. Most of those topics, other than the animals, but the ones that I presented about, the naturally occurring embedded messages backwards in speech, or in the case of O.J. Simpson, a very strange and rare capture of a forward direction thing. I mean, this was a burst of thought that came out, and that's some heavy material there. It's all really heavy and dark, the heroin man and all that. But that capture was to show, and I was just trying to impress Mario privately, was that phrases delivering specific information in that case came out of non-forward words. But I just want to make it clear right now that going forward, I don't want to deal with that stuff. I'm not doing that anymore. That was from years and years ago. I'm aiming for things that are lighter and set things free. And back to that comment where he kind of cut off the part about so I'd need beers at night. The fact that I added in at night at the end of the reversal, so to speak, the backward statement, I was making a case to show him something very mind-boggling. I don't know if he got it or not. We really didn't talk much off other than just, bam, get this done. And I really appreciate him having me on. I think he did a pretty fair job of helping me make a case with some of the evidence there. But the idea that I said at night, and I gave the backstory of that. I don't think I'm going to go into it again, but it really fit the backstory. And I was illustrating that as how this and other things I've seen, what I'm tapping into is outside of this physical plane where we think of time as linear in one direction. Think about it. I made sounds. In fact, they weren't even forward words, but backwards at night in a very kind of sarcastic tone. It completely fit. I won't go into it here, but if you think about it, and this is what I was pointing out to him, I said it at the tail end of the reversal, which means for me to complete that phrase, I made the sounds before the other person did in the forward direction. It is challenging linear time being in one direction. It's from outside of that. So I thought it was very profound. And I want to say one last thing right now. And I'm just doing this right now because I kind of want to cover the bases. Because if anybody goes to this website I just put together right now, it'll be from that interview. And that is, I mentioned about the drinking thing. You know, yeah, I leaned on that stuff a lot to a high degree when I was younger, but at the end of 2019, I decided I'm done for the rest of my life. And I did it in my own way, which was really a pretty impressive mind trick. Because you look around and it's one thing a lot of people, they deal with their anxiety. You can go and get yourself a few drinks at the store, at a bar, and you can control it yourself. It's over the counter. But I shut it off. It's been just about 2 years now. And I will be back soon with more uplifting presentation and proposals about where I'm going ahead with this. Thank you for listening.